Okay, good morning, gentlemen and any ladies that may be listening. Attempt number two. B'siyata d'shmaya. We're going to be learning the halachas of the bracha on olive oil, which is a very interesting sugya in the Gemara in brachas on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, which you have in front of you. Yeah, that if we remember, if we take our mind back to the Mishnah, that it says, Ketzad mevarchim al ha-peiros, what is the bracha on fruits? Al peiros ha-ilan, on fruits of the tree, we say, berei pri ha'etz, except on wine. Right? So wine gets its own special bracha. Inferred from here, the juices, right? The juice of fruits would get a berei pri ha'etz, right? Wine is different because wine is either improved, yeah, it's improved from the actual grape itself. It got a lift, got a boost, or because it makes a person glad, yeah, it makes you happy, it gives you simcha, and because it fills you up, it gives you sustenance, yeah. So that gets a special bracha, but other things. Yeah, that don't fall into those categories, right? The other juices, they would get a bracha of berei pri ha'etz. So this is an example. Yeah, if you look at the bottom, towards the bottom of your page, six lines up from the bottom, there's two dots. It says gufa. Check here on lamed hey amud beis. Six lines up from the bottom, there's two dots in the middle. Says Gufa. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Said Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. V'chein, and similarly, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shemen Zayas. Olive oil, meaning the juice of olives. Mavarichim Olav Bayre Peri Ha'etz. That gets a bracha of Bayre Peri Ha'etz. Yeah, this is a fruit, this is a product of the tree. Yeah, just like the olive itself, the olive oil, which is derived from the olive, that's a fruit of the tree. Mm-hmm. So that gets a bracha of berei pri ha'etz. Heichi dami. The Gemara asks, though, heichi dami, how is this? In which case are we going to actually find a situation where you would say, where one would say, the bracha of berei pri ha'etz? Yeah, usually the question of heichi dami, if we're trying to learning the skills of how to learn over here, this heichi dami usually is going to introduce a bit of a difficulty. Yeah, because on the one hand, the difficulty will usually be that there's a problem, right, with the statement that's said, there'll be a problem. Right, either way, whichever way you say, right, they'll usually give a couple of situations, and either way there'll be a problem with saying the statement. So the statement is that olive oil gets berei pri ha'etz. Yeah, that is the right. So I'll ask you a question. Hey chidami, how would that be? Right, in which situation would you actually say a berei pri ha'etz on olive oil? So Let's speak it out. Let's try and go for it over.
You're not going to drink olive oil.
Why not?
I don't.
Because no one will.
You don't, but maybe Professor does.
No, nobody will.
I will.
Richard drinks peppermint mocha coffee, so I wouldn't put it past him to drink olive oil.
Have you ever drank olive oil? Ever?
Not today.
The last 100 days.
Okay, good. So, who's going to drink olive oil?
Sorry.
Yeah?
Almost nobody.
Yeah, no one's going to drink olive oil, right? So, taking a glass of olive oil, yeah, l'chaim, yeah, baruch atah Hashem l'chaim b'irei pri ha'etz. Yeah, you're not going to do that. You do that with wine, yeah. Do that with Diet Coke, Coke Zero. But you're not going to do that with olive oil. Okay. So is there
olive oil before
the line the stomach? Uh-huh. So what is the situation then, Right? Could you think of a situation that you would drink olive oil?
You might medicinally, but in that particular case, you wouldn't necessitate a bracha, correct?
One second, medicinally for what?
There might be some situations for indigestion or something. I've seen like mineral oil and things like that.
It might be taking vitamin E, and that's to be taken with
what kind of medicine?
Yeah.
As a medicine, okay.
Yeah, so we're saying, not
because
strictly.
If it's medicine, we wouldn't normally make a bracha on it.
Is that true?
You don't drink.
But this is what
is that, one second, is that true, Mr. Steinberg?
I'm thinking, this is me talking.
Okay.
My oil is not drink. Why are you talking about only because liquid?
It's a liquid, yeah. I mean, you're not going to eat.
Liquid not equal drink.
What do you mean?
If liquid doesn't mean it's to drink it.
Okay, so how would you enjoy it then?
How would you enjoy it? With salad.
With a salad?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's a good suggestion. Great, excellent, cooking. Excellent. Arkady, fantastic.
Clearly
okay.
Any cooking that you're doing with olive oil.
Okay, good. So then, before you eat your salad, right? This is what you're saying, right? So you take your fork, dip it in, take a bit of lettuce and a bit of tomato and a bit of red onion, with the olive oil.
The
olive oil
is
all there. And you're going to say, Bayre, Pari,
Adam.
Adama.
Okay.
Because the main intention is the salad, not what you're putting on top of it.
Okay. Okay, so do you see how we're going over here, right? This heichidami is saying, well, one second, you've just said a statement. Bayre priya eats. The heichidami, right? How are we ever going to have this situation? Now let's see the suggestions that the Gemara makes over here. Right, so the Gemara says, heichidami. How is the case? What is going to be the case where one would indeed say bayre priya eats on olive oil? Ilema, if you want to tell me, dekashasi lei, that he's actually taking a cup of olive oil and drinking it, having a l'chaim of olive oil. Oizuki mazikli. It's harmful. Yeah, it's damaging. Yeah. Apparently, to drink olive oil straight is harmful. Yeah, to your body. And as Rashi points out, let's have a look at the Rashi. Do you see where the aeroplane is? On the left-hand side, on the left-hand side of the page. Okay. See, there's an aeroplane just below the center of the plane, like an aeroplane flying towards us.
Okay.
You see that?
Yeah.
About to hit us. Okay. So one, if you look to the right, one line above that. So it's Aizuki Mazik. Legufe. Right? It is harmful to the body. Yeah, physiologically it is harmful. The Einzu, so what's the problem? Okay, it's harmful. Make a bracha. If it tastes good. Yeah? And you enjoy it. Maybe harmful. Right? Too much chocolate is also harmful.
It's not immediate.
Potentially. Yeah. What's the problem? What's the problem with it being harmful? Says Rashi, Ein zu achila. This is not called eating. Yeah, when you drink something which is harmful for you, it is not called eating. Sheteuna bracha, that it requires a bracha. Degabi bracha, because a bracha, ksiv, it says, v'ochalta. You have to eat. V'ochalta v'savato v'irachta. You eat, you feel satisfied, then you make a bracha. If you're not eating, if you're harming yourself, you're not eating. Yeah, that's not called eating. You can't make a bracha on that. Right? We find this concept, a similar concept, by Pesach. Yeah, Pesach, the afikomen has to be eaten al hasoiva, has to be eaten. With you have to be full. You have to sort of be satisfied already, and then eat that just as the top off. just as a dessert has to be the dessert. But yeah, the halacha is you have to be very, very careful that you're not completely full, because if you would be too full, then the if you would eat the afikoman and you're stuffed, then that's called achilogasa. Yeah, achilogasa is overeating. Yeah, stuffing yourself, overeating. Overeating, achilogasa, yeah, it's not hard, it's harmful for you. Yeah, my grandparents once went out for supper. My great grandparents, my grandmother's parents went out for supper with a couple to an all you can eat kosher Chinese place in London. I think it was before the days of any regulation of, you know, chemical additives, you know, the Chinese food. But the fellow they went out to eat with, the husband, was eating a lot. It was all you could eat. He was eating like a lot.
Getting his money's worth.
He was very much getting his money's worth, and for the rest of the table as well. He died that night from overeating.
Really?
Yeah. So achilogasa, you know, we should know for such things. But achilogasa, you can see it's harmful, it's damaging. It's not called achila. Yeah, why can't you fulfill your mitzvah even though you're stuffed? Because it's not called achila. It's not called achila. This is the explanation that the Gemara gives. It's not called achila. Doing something which is harmful for you is not called eating. If you're not eating, it doesn't get a bracha. Only eating gets a bracha.
You could almost say shalosh sudas this time of year.
I think it's al-hasoiva. It's al-hasoiva. It's not achilagasa. No, but you should be careful, yeah.
You have to be careful not to overeat
for lunch. Not to overeat for lunch, yeah.
What is it harmful?
Sorry? What? I don't know. Speak to a doctor.
No, but this is...
Speak to a medical professional.
Yes, but now it's completely another approach for eating. No new idea, for example. Whole food, organic. If not organic, it's maybe harmful. How to make balance? What is?
No, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. My opinion, which I hold very strongly, is that if you're eating just regular food, yeah, okay, it's white bread, and if you look at the back of the ingredient, you've got an ingredient list, you know, this long, just in a loaf of bread, yeah. So surely there's some stuff over there which is technically, you know, potentially harmful. You're eating a loaf of bread. Yeah, there's a concept in David HaMelech writes it in Tehillim, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, that Hashem watches over the foolish ones. Yeah, if you're just going along with a crowd, it can't be that just eating regularly, eating normal food, that it could be harmful for you. Yeah, so I'm sure physiologically and nutritionally, yeah, there'll be very strong arguments to tell you that you should be eating everything organic and everything healthy and everything, and no white flour and no white yeast and no white, you know, all of these things, and no red 40 and no MSG and no high fructose corn syrup, but Shema Pesayim Hashem, which is a religious answer, yeah, but we believe in God, yeah, and. If God says ala lechem yichya ha'adam, that a person lives on bread, yeah, and this is the bread they sell in Stop and Shop, yeah, that's the bread. I don't have to spend three times, four times the price for a loaf of bread.
This is not
loy ala lechem levad yichya ha'adam, right? But it brought down in halacha is certain concessions based on the concept of ala lechem yichya ha'adam. A person does indeed. That is a staple diet of man is bread. Part of our staple diet is red 40 and, you know, MSG. So I don't know, but that's my opinion.
No, yeah,
I've got into many discussions, many long discussions about this.
Oil, the drink, is not helpful for everybody. Some may enjoy it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Some may enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not a question of enjoying. It's not a question of enjoying. It's a question of being harmful. If you drink petrol, maybe that's delicious.
Petrol probably.
Gasoline.
It's
oil. Gasoline's oil. Same thing.
No. But this oil is not so harmful. I believe it's not so bad. It's maybe not too tasty, but it's not.
Okay. Fine.
It's my Rashi. Rashi probably right. For him, probably for many people, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know physiologically. I'm not coming from a physiological perspective, but according to the Gemara, according to Rashi, it's a zuki leguf. It's mazik. It damages. It's harmful for the body. Therefore, if you drink it, even if you're enjoying it, yeah, if you drink it, you're drinking something which is harmful for the body. That's not called achila. Now, interestingly, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah over here brings down the question about a person who would be a diabetic. Yeah, if a person is a diabetic, and so sugar for them is harmful, yes. Right? If they're drinking Coke, regular Coke, yeah, that's harmful, right? Potentially very, very harmful for them. So according to that, yeah, based on this principle brought down in the Gemara, that there's something is mazik, yeah. It's harmful for you, you wouldn't make a brach on it. So for a diabetic to drink Coke, they wouldn't make a brach.
Chas v'shalom, if they have some other specific food allergy, I take it,
another food
peanuts,
allergy,
gluten,
yep.
Whatever,
yep.
And
another food
that.
Allergy as well. Yeah, we're talking about something, even though it tastes delicious, it's good. It's good
for most people.
Yeah, but for them, so it's brought down in the halacha over there. I forget who, in the name of. In the name of Reb Nissen Karelitz, he says that this person would indeed make the bracha reshoina. Yeah, the bracha reshoina they would still make. Now, why is that? Because if you drink a tiny amount, of Coke, a diabetic that has a tiny amount of sugar, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right? For them, it's not going to be harmful, right, if they have a tiny amount of it.
Well, for diabetics, also, there's times when they need to.
They need
sugar.
To boost their sugar, yeah. So if it, in tiny amounts, it would be fine. Therefore, for them, they you can make the bracha reshoina, because you could just make the bracha reshoina for a tiny bit. But the bracha achreina, Reb Nissen Karelitz says that you shouldn't make. Yeah. Yeah, the bracha achreina, that means, essentially, if you're making a bracha achreina, you've had a revius. Yeah, and a revius, that is a level which is harmful.
Yeah,
so that, we're not going to say, you didn't drink that. You didn't drink a revius. You harmed your body with a revius. It wasn't achila for you. It wasn't called drinking. It was called harming yourself. Yeah, so then that person wouldn't make a bracha achrein on it. Okay, so that's on the one hand. If you're going to drink a cup of olive oil straight, or on the rocks, then that is harmful. Therefore, it's not going to get a bracha. On the one hand, the Tanya, as the Brisa tells us, Hashesa Shemen shel Truma. Yeah, this is now brought down as a proof for this concept. Right, the Gemara told us a concept. The concept, which seems to be physiological concept. Yeah, we're now going to be bringing it down. I think we've done this in the past. We've mentioned we're bringing halachic proof for it. Yeah, meaning the Gemara is going to bring a halachic proof that this thing is harmful for the body. Yeah, because we're talking about a physical reality, but the physical reality is in a system of spirituality as well. Yeah, so what is the proof? What is the halachic reasoning? Do you like that halachic reasoning? Yeah, what is the halachic reasoning? That olive oil is harmful for you. How do we see that? Tanya, there is a brisa, a tosefta in Trumas, in the Masechta of Trumas. Tanya, hashoisa shemen shel truma, a person who drinks olive oil of truma. Yeah, truma is, it belongs to, it's kodesh, it's hektish. Yeah, it is sanctified, it is set aside. You're not allowed to drink truma. You're not allowed to drink truma. So a person, the truma is set aside for a kohen. So a person who would not be a kohen, and he comes to drink truma, the rule is that anyone who benefits from hektish, from something which doesn't belong to, that belongs to either the kohen or belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, something which is sanctified and set aside for Kodesh, a person who benefits from that, there are two there are two requirements. One is they have to pay back the value of that which they benefited. Yeah, if you had you took a bottle of Coke, zero, yeah, of that would belong to Hektish. Yeah, you have to pay back the value of the Coke Zero. I don't know about whether you have to pay the discount Stop and Shop rate of
the value 88 is
cents
the name.
If you value's in the name. Okay. Yeah, more valuable, more valuable than Pepsi, I might add. Yeah, you have to pay back the value of that which you benefited, plus an additional chaimesh, an additional fifth. Yeah, one fifth you have to add on top. That's a knas, that's a fine. That is a fine for benefiting from hektish, for benefiting from something which is set aside as being holy. Yeah, so the Tosefta tells us, Hashaisa shemen shel truma, a person who drinks shemen, oil of truma, Meshalem es hakeren, he has to pay back the principal, the main, the value of the whatever he consumed. Ve'einoy meshalem es hachomesh, but he does not have to pay the chomesh. He doesn't have to pay this fine on top of it. Why does he not have to pay back the chomesh? Well, let's see the end of the Tosefta. Hasach shemen shel truma. A person who anoints himself with shemen of truma, with oil of truma, meshalem es hakeren, or meshalem es hachomesh. Yeah, he has to pay the keren, the principal, and the chomesh. Yeah, he has to add the one-fifth on top. So there's a differentiation between whether you're anointing yourself with oil or you're drinking the oil. Anointing, you have to pay the chomesh. Drinking, you don't have to pay the chomesh. Yeah, can anyone suggest why there should be a difference between anointing and drinking?
Benefiting yourself.
Right, and then drinking is not benefiting. It's harmful, if anything.
Okay.
According to this.
Yeah. So what is this chaimesh for? Yeah, why are we paying this chaimesh? The chaimesh is because you had hana. You had pleasure. You derived pleasure from hektish. That was an avera. That you get a knas, you get a fine for that. The fact that you have to pay the principal, that's because you stole. That you stole. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you would take a bottle of oil and of hektish and you poured it down the sink, yeah, what do you pay there? You
pay just the bottle?
You pay for the bottle. You pay the keren, you pay the principal. Why? Because you stole from hektish. When you eat truma, yeah, you have to pay the principal as well because you stole the hektish. It's gone, yeah. But if you're getting hana, you're getting benefit, pleasure from that. That is where we say you have to pay a chaimesh. So when we say hasach, yeah, you're anointing yourself with oil. There's benefit. Yeah, it feels good. Makes you shiny and smooth. Yeah, moisturizer. The Talmudic moisturizer, olive oil. Yeah, but if you're drinking olive oil, you don't have to pay a chaimesh. Why don't you have to pay a chaimesh? We see from here, yeah, from this halacha, from this Tosefta in the Masechta's Truma, yeah, we see from here that there is no pleasure, there's no benefit. Yeah, you don't get the benefit of from consumption of olive oil. Why? Because it's mazik, because it's harmful, yeah. Because it's not called achila. It's not as if it's not considered that you ate it because it's harmful, yeah. So on the one hand, if we're going to say, yeah, remember, let's step back, yeah. We're saying that the bracha on olive oil is bayrei priya eitz. Now we want to know, when are you going to actually make bayrei priya eitz on olive oil? On the one hand, if you say, okay, take a cup of olive oil and have a l'chaim. No, you don't make a bracha, because that's not called hana. It's not called achila. It's not called eating. You didn't eat it, or you didn't drink it, because it's harmful. Yeah? On the one hand, okay? Now, we are three lines up from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Ella. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Ella, rather, okay, we can't say you're just drinking olive oil. Rather, what? Ella, de ka ochil le al yedei pas, that you are eating the olive oil by way of bread. Yeah, now, remember, what back in the old days, yeah, how do they used to enjoy their bread? They dip it in oil. Yeah, if you go to an Italian restaurant.
So the primary is bread. And the secondary is olive oil.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
So 1 second, we'll let's just, yeah. So you go to an Italian restaurant, they give olive oil with a bit of balsamic vinegar. Yeah, so you dip the bread into the oil and you drink. Yeah, that's how you're partaking of consuming the oil with the bread. So should that get a bracha?
It's covered by hamotzi. It's for one, it's secondary, and in this particular case, assuming you would make the hamotzi, it should be covered, and you're not just taking the olive oil or whatever mixture on its own.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, wonderful, Mr. Steinberg, Richard. Yeah, says the Gemara, Ela de ka achale ali de pas. Rather, perhaps the time you're going to make the bracha is when you eat it by way of bread, e hachi, if this is so, have you lay pas ikka? Then you're going to have a situation where the pas, the bread, is the ikka. The ikka is the main, yeah, the main thing that you're eating. Vahu, tafel, yeah, and the olive oil is a tafel, is a secondary, yeah,
No. You take a real tiny piece of bread, really, really tiny, and you dip it in the oil to get that oil.
Oh.
And then you lick the oil off of that, dip it again.
Suck the oil out of the thing. Okay. Now, one second. So what are you doing there? What are you changing?
Making the olive oil.
He's using the bread as a vehicle for the.
We don't. The halacha is based on the customary way of doing things. It's not based on what one particular person. Necessarily.
Necessarily and not necessarily.
Right.
Well, how much bread do you need to make hamotzi? I'm using less than that. Whatever your answer is, I'm using less than that to carry the olive oil
tonight. Then.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, one second. Back a moment. What did he say?
Mashu for hamotzi.
What's the minimum to make hamotzi?
What do you think?
I'm asking. I don't know.
What would you say?
Kazai.
So, kazayas. That means take a little crumb of bread.
Not kazayas, it's marshmallows.
Take a little candy. Without a bracha.
No bracha.
No bracha?
No.
Take a little sip of water. No bracha.
No. It's not eaten yet.
I'll just point you back to a Gemara which we together have already learnt. Says the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey, Omen Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Asa Loila Adam. It is forbidden for a person she yehenem in a Olam Hazeh b'lo bracha to get any pleasure from this world without a bracha. And anyone who gets pleasure from the world without a bracha, ki'ilu, ma'al, he stole from God, me'ila, right? He benefited from truma, from hekdesh. As the Torah says, hashamayim, lashem ha'aretum laya, everything in this world belongs to God. Aye, there's another pasuk that says Lashem Aretzum Loya, the Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, heaven belongs to God. The Aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, and this world and everything in it belongs to man. Lo Kasha, right? Remember, we saw this Gemara. That's not a contradiction. Here is before the bracha. Before the bracha, it belongs to God. After the bracha, then it's ours.
Right.
making a bracha.
Any benefit, even a mashu, even a tiny sesame seed, even a grain of sugar, little grain of sugar on your finger, on your fingertip, that requires a bracha.
I'm making a bracha pre ha'etz, as I do this with my half an olive of bread. I'm making a bracha.
But you're having half an olive of bread.
But the ikkar is the olive oil. I'm using it as a vehicle, as a carrier.
Like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I know I saw this in there. So it mentions a case where you're using bread to scoop up herring, and you don't make hamotzi.
Speaks about herring?
Huh?
It speaks about herring?
Or
not exactly, but yeah, yeah, that, something else.
I think it does, actually. I believe it does. This is a Hungarian, remember? So,
yeah, yeah.
And it says in that particular case.
Okay, excellent. We'll come on to it. We'll see the halacha. When we come to it. Yeah, but for our situation over here, let's say Italian restaurant style.
Yeah.
Yeah, Italian restaurant style. You're having your bread and you're dipping your bread in the olive oil. Well, I'm consuming the olive oil, so the bracha should be very pre-hates. Yeah, but no, we've got a rule that in this situation the bread is the ikka, that's the main thing, and the oil is the tafel, that's the secondary, and
we're defining that by
just an enhancement of the ikka.
By the way people do it, yeah. And we have a Mishnah of the second line up from the bottom, six words in. Utanan. Tanan introduces a Mishnah. Utanan zeh haklal. This is the rule. Call any case, shehu ikar, where you have a main, primary thing that you're eating, v'imai tefela, and together with that, a secondary item, mevarich al ha'ikar, you say the bracha on the ikar, upaitar es ha'tefela. And you exempt the tafel from a bracha.
I take the bread and I dip it into wine. And I eat the wine soaked, the bread soaked.
Yeah, but why are you talking about wine? Olive oil, it's the same thing.
Because you are going to make a second bracha because I had wine.
No, you're not. I should make a second bracha because I have olive oil.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, but why
would you make a second bracha? Because you have wine.
If you have a meal with bread and you made the mochi and there's wine on the table, do you make a bracha on the wine?
If you drink some wine, yes.
Okay, so what if I dip the bread in the wine? Do I make a bracha on wine?
One second. Have you washed? Have you made hamotzi yet?
I washed and I made mochi and now I start dipping in the wine.
Well, but if you wash and made hamotzi, I don't know where you're going to be going with this though, because then you're not going to necessarily make a bracha on the olive oil, because you washed.
Would I make a bracha on the wine?
If you dipped in your bread? No.
No. And to make it easy, since what if it's a cracker and you dip it in, you know, or a vegetable chip that you're dipping in wine? You know, something that obviously in the hierarchy of brachas does not... It would be a dip for your... Whatever it is, your potato chip or whatever it is, that's...
Right.
I wouldn't even do that.
Okay, I'll back off because I'm interrupting you.
No, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
You've got a flow going and I'm ruining it.
I've got a flow.
No, but
this is the flow.
The flow includes...
This is the flow. It includes the back and forth.
There is a case you need to say for specific for oil, adamo or not.
Say that again.
There is a case we need to say... Adamo for...
This is what we're dealing with over here. Remember, at the beginning we said, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yitzchak says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shemen Zayas, the bracha is Borei Pre'etz. What are you talking about? When are you ever going to say Borei Pre'etz on olive oil? If you want to tell me you're drinking a cup of olive oil, that's Izuki Mazik, that's tamful. If you want to say you're drinking the olive oil with bread, you get a bracha of bread. You don't make it on the olive oil. Yeah, we got a rule. When you have a cereal, you have a bowl of cereal, and you got your Cheerios, and you pour in some milk together with the Cheerios, what do you make? Well, there's Cheerios. Yeah, that's Brahmin Amos Onus. And there's milk. That's Shakal Niya Bhadvari. What do you make?
Onus.
Even my kids know. You only make Brahmin Amos Onus. Because that's the ikka. And the milk is just to, you know, help the Cheerios go down. Yeah, that's the tuffle. If by the time you finish the Cheerios, there's a little bit of milk left, what do you say?
Now you can make the
if it's a separate eating, you know, you would make a shekel. But
I mean, if you benched and went away and then you came back and drunk the rest of the milk, for sure that would be shekel. No, but now you finished the Cheerios and now you got a bit of milk left to the bottom.
Tip the bowl.
No bracha.
Lama.
Because it's a
favos.
Because not. It's really not pure milk.
The intention of this was just to be, to make the Cheerios go down easier.
Tell me halachically. What are the? Give me the words.
It's
a tuffle. There's milk. Yeah, tuffle. When I made the bracha on the ikka, it exempted the bracha on the tuffle. It's still tuffle. Yeah, it may be that that's the only thing left, but it's still tuffle. And the bracha on the ikka already passed for that tuffle. That's done. If then you add in a little bit of milk afterwards because you like to have a bit of, cinnamon toast crunch flavored milk, or Cheerios flavored milk, at the end you added a little bit of milk to drink that down, that for sure gets a shackle because that didn't count. Now you're having the milk as the ikka.
Yeah.
But whatever's left over, that's the tuffle, that's gone.
Because it's left over.
Because that it was tuffle, it was already covered.
Okay.
You already made the bracha on that. When it was a tuffle. Now it became the ikka, but it's already done. You already made the bracha. Okay, so two suggestions. We still are no closer to finding a situation where you're going to make a bracha on olive oil. Ella, last line of the page, second word. Ella, rather, to kar shasi lei, that you drank the olive oil al yedei anigrein, through by way of anigrein. What is anigrein? It is a type of food that has olive oil in it. Yeah, it's a type of food. Now, what type of food? Let's see. The Gemara says the Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba says the Rabba, the son of Shmuel, says a nigroin is maya de silka, is selek water. Yeah, silka selek is beets. Yeah, so it's like beetroot water. Yeah, how do we say beetroot water?
Borscht.
Borscht. Yeah, it's borscht. So putting olive oil, and sigroin is maya de kul hushelki, and nigroin is beet water, is borscht, and sigroin is regular vegetable borscht, regular vegetable juice, water. Yeah. So in this situation, you put olive oil in your anigroin, that's going to be a case where you make the bracha of Bairi Priyates. Yeah? What do you say?
Doesn't sound appetizing.
But depends how much
it's on top. It's holding on top, right?
Shook it up.
It's all mixed in.
Well, I'm going to ask you, how much olive oil are you putting in your anigroin?
Enough so that you can taste it, so you know it's there.
Okay. So let's say you've got, 8 fluid ounces of anigroin. How many fluid ounces of olive oil are you going to put in?
Half an ounce. An ounce.
Is it shaykh that you would put in 9 ounces?
I can't believe that.
Okay. So, let's say then. So we've got 8 ounces of anigroin and half an ounce of olive oil is mixed in, shaken up, mixed in there. So what's the bracha?
Be Adama. I mean, if according to this, where we make because it's the overwhelming majority, and it's.
But the olive oil is special. Really special.
The olive oil is special.
Yeah, that.
Sounds like it's eights because of the olive oil. Because I said enough to taste. I said half
enough to taste.
So you can taste it. You know it's there. It doesn't get lost in the mixture.
Uh-huh. But the cow oil can make change to the borscht. Borscht is borscht. The same as milk doesn't make difference from cereal.
So Akadi is saying you're adding in half a fluid ounce of olive oil.
Yeah.
You've got olive oil flavored borscht.
Borscht, yeah.
Other than that, you've got a smooth taste that you wouldn't have without it.
It's
slippery on your tongue.
It's in hand.
But what are you drinking? What are you drinking?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
You're drinking borscht.
You're drinking? Are you drinking borscht with a smooth taste? Yeah, or are you drinking
olive oil been
with a
adulterated with borscht?
What do you say?
You're drinking borscht.
You're drinking borscht. In which case, the borscht is the
ikker,
and the olive oil is the tofel. So we're still in this situation. Says the Gemara, Im Kain. If you turn over the page, please, top of the page, middle top line, Im Kain Aleph. Kaf. M. Kane. Top of the page. Here it is. Oh, okay. Now. Wonderful. Okay. Now. Here we are. Okay. I knew something was up.
I thought somehow it magically changed to.
Okay. M. Kane.
Ah, this is that mysterious one sided.
Yep. Page. If so, have a lay a negro in Ica, v'shem and tofel. So we're back to square one. The negro is going to be the Ica, and the shaman is going to be tofel, utanan, and we learned in a Mishnah, zeh haklal. This is the rule, kol shu Ica, v'emay tefela. Anything of time when you have the Ica, and you have together with it a tofel, mevarich ala Ica, upaitel es tefela. You make a bracha on the Ica, and it exempts the tofel. So we are back to square one. It's going to be exactly the same situation as having it with the bread.
Unless
what did he change?
Unless you find someone who is going to be drinking olive oil.
But we already said
you don't. Can't drink olive oil. It's harmful.
Yeah, okay.
Even if you would want to drink, even if it were, really, it's delicious. It's harmful.
Okay.
So would that be a case, as I mentioned earlier, where since it is not customary to drink it on its own because it's harmful. Even if you had a super stomach and it was beneficial to you, you still would not make the bracha because Klal Yisrael does not do this.
Probably that situation is going to have is going to be a situation of what's called butler daitoy etzel kaladim, that your personal opinion, your personal situation is negligent and nullified by the other people.
Yeah.
But what's the word when something is very very
negated?
Yeah, negated. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, yeah, that works. Okay, yeah, it's negated, it's nullified, it doesn't exist. Yeah, we're gonna follow what everyone else does. Okay, so either way, we're stuck now. We still don't have a situation where you're actually gonna say Bari Pri Eitz on olive oil, but this is a problem.
Theoretically,
right? This is
theoretically, if you were going. If you ignore the fact that the olive oil is supposedly harmful, and if you found someone who wanted to drink the stuff, in that case, they'd make a Bari Pri Eitz.
So this is what Richard just suggested, and we said probably what we'd actually say is that Botla Daitoy Etzel Kaladim, your opinion, your hard stomach is nullified. Yeah, is irrelevant. There's still a n word. I lost it. Yeah, because it doesn't exist. We're going to follow the majority thing.
What is the real case for this?
Is it
nullified? No, not nullified. Personal situation. No, personal. Okay, I want to see if there is general situation for to say.
We are looking. Yeah, exactly. We're looking for a general situation. What? Anyway, so that would be still. So this is a big problem. Yeah, why is it a problem if we can't find a bracha? If we can't find a situation where you're going to say bracha? Because we had four Amorayim over here that said the bracha on olive oil is Brei Pi Aitz. Why are they teaching me something irrelevant? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Torah is, the halacha is relevant. Yeah, if they're saying the bracha is Brei Pi Aitz, but it's not shayach, it's never relevant to actually say the Brei Pi Aitz, then why are you telling me what the bracha is? We have to have a situation that's relevant in order for this halacha to be relevanti.
When Mashiach ben David comes...
Shkoyach, weiter.
Mathematically, this is correct. There is some definition that doesn't make sense to exist. And this is humane definition, but maybe it's not practically situation we need to apply. Why not?
We're not taught, this isn't theory. No. This isn't theory. Yeah, it's absolutely 100% pertinent and relevant.
Should any statement in the Torah should be relevant to normal life?
Yeah.
Not theoretically?
Yeah.
Even if not normal life,
but it,
that it can happen.
But it's,
that
but
a situation
but it's happened.
May arise.
But
yeah.
I agree with this. Maybe never happened.
It will happen.
Oh, yeah, I think we once mentioned Rabbi Yirmiyah. We did once mention Rabbi Yirmiyah, who always asked the very like interesting questions, sort of permutations of the case, that seemingly like extreme versions of the case, just testing to try to understand the mechanics of how it works. But at one point he asked a question, and they kicked him out of the Beis HaMedrash for that. Yeah. The situation was a case which was so far from such a specific case, such a case which is so impossible that it was possible technically, theoretically it could have happened, but it was so far away from the reality of how things work, that they said, get out of here, we're not dealing with those sorts of questions. That's too much. Then, when he asked a relevant question, he was brought back in the Beis HaMedrash. Later in the a couple of chapters later in the Masechta. Because we're only dealing with relevant stuff. If there's a statement that says that you make a bracha of Brei Pi Aitz on olive oil, there has to be a situation where you're making Brei Pi Aitz. So we need to find it. We need to find that situation. So what is going to be the situation? Hacha b'maya skinon, fourth line down, second word in the line. Hacha b'maya skinon, here, with what are we dealing? What is the situation we're dealing with that you would indeed make a bracha of Brei Pi Aitz? B'chayshesh b'grainai, if you have a sore throat. If you have a sore throat. That is a situation where you would make a bracha of Brei Pi Aitz. Tanya, as the Braisa says, Achoshesh Begrainai, a person who has a sore throat, Loi Yarenu Beshemen Tchila, Beshabbos, you're not allowed to gargle with oil, or to drink oil on Shabbos. Oil is known to be, we can see clearly here, you're not allowed to drink or to gargle with oil on Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to gargle with oil
on
Shabbos?
Because it's medicinal.
Because it's medicinal. There's a prohibition on Shabbos of refuah. You're not allowed to do anything which is medicinal. So we can see that olive oil has medicinal benefits for the throat. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Therefore, you're not allowed to gargle with oil on Shabbos. Aval! However, you are allowed, noisein shemen harbe letoich anigroin, you are allowed to put a lot of olive oil into anigroin, into this borscht uboilea, and drink that and swallow that. Yeah, and you're going to get the benefit of the olive oil. Yeah, because you're going to get the benefit of the olive oil. You're drinking that olive oil. You're not allowed to just drink olive oil on Shabbos because that's for that's bad. That's
so
medicinal.
So you've already made the bracha and the borscht.
Well, in this case, you would alter the proportions.
So we're saying now that you alter the proportions. You make the roiv, you make the ikar. By the way, we're not even necessarily saying roiv. We didn't
say
roiv.
The ikar,
said you make the ikar. You pour in noisein shemen harbe. You put a lot of oil into the anigroin. That now the oil is the ikar. Yeah, in usual situations, you're not going to put a lot of olive oil into the anigroin because I'm not interested in drinking olive oil. Yeah, it's harmful, doesn't necessarily taste better than the anigroin, right? So usually, if I mix olive oil into the anigroin, what am I doing? I want to make a smooth anigroin. Yeah, so I put in half a fluid ounce of olive oil. Now that I'm chayshish begrainai, I got a sore throat, I want to soothe my throat, yeah, before the days of hulls. Do you guys have hulls over here? Hulls? Lozenges.
Before
holes, yeah, throat lozenges. Yeah, what would you do? You drink olive oil. Yeah. How do you do it on Shabbos when you can't do something which is recognizably for refuah? Yeah, recognizably a medicinal thing. You mix it in with a nigre, yeah, with food, and then what does it look like? It looks like I'm just drinking. I'm just eating. Yeah, and that is the way you're able to ingest the olive oil. In which case, the ikar for me, the main thing for me is the oil. In such a case, the bracha would be b'irei pri ha'etz.
But
it's
only case in Shabbat, or it can be happen any day when you have.
Well, you could gargle on your own.
So any day you're allowed to have the olive oil. Yeah, just on Shabbos, the problem is you can't do anything which is recognizably for refuah, for medicinal purposes.
Any day I can drink for medicine purposes.
Medicinal purposes, yeah.
To say,
So now we're taking a step back, yeah? So now we want to ask the Gemara is going to ask the question, okay? So according to this, what comes out of here is that if it's for medicinal purposes and you're drinking the oil, the olive oil for that, you get the bracha abbreviates. Okay. Shkoyach.
But however,
very very nice. What's the chiddush? What's the novel idea over here? We just said you get the bracha abbreviates on olive oil. Very nice. When you're drinking it for medicinal purposes, what did the Gemara teach me? Yeah. If you drink olive oil, you get brei pri'etz. So the Gemara asks, pshita, this is obvious. This is an obvious thing. If you're drinking olive oil, yeah, and the olive oil is the ikka, yeah, that's the main thing. Yeah, well, you're drinking it by itself, it gets a bracha brei pri'etz. That's obvious. Yeah. Mahuda Tema says the Gemara, what would you have thought? Kevon de la refua kamichavin. Seeing as your intention was for refua, was for medicinal purposes.
As opposed to a drink.
Yeah. Why am I drinking this for medicinal purposes? So I would have thought I'd have had a havamina. Yeah, I would have had a premise. The premise was loy livrechale, klal, doesn't get a bracha, it's a refuah. Yeah, when you're drinking something for medicinal purposes, the only reason you're having it is for medicinal purposes, doesn't get a bracha. That
because
was a havamina. That's
not
what I would have thought, possibly.
Because that's not a normal way of doing things.
Because it's for refuah. I'm not eating it, I'm not drinking it, I'm taking medicine.
Because
I'm not benefiting. It's not that I'm enjoying. It's not. I'm having medicine.
You're taking pills.
You're taking pills.
You don't make a brook on a pill.
You don't. Yeah. Don't take it. Make a brook on a pill.
In this case, doesn't work again. If this is medicine,
this is the havamina. This is what I would have thought. So that is why, yeah. Kamash Malon. The Gemara teaches us the reason why the Gemara had to come along and say, you get a bracha of Brei Pri Eitzon of olive oil. The only situation that's going to be is if you, yeah, not if you're drinking it straight for no medicinal purposes, that's harmful. And not if you're drinking it, eating it together with bread. The only situation we managed to find was a case of medicinal purposes. So therefore the Gemara is coming to teach me with this halacha, coming to teach me that if you do something with that for medicinal purposes, yeah, if kevon de islay hana, even though it's for medicinal purposes, the fact that you got hana from it, you got pleasure, you enjoyed it, it was delicious, it was good, at the same time, boy bruchi, it requires a bracha. And this is the chiddush, that is the novel idea that we're learning by this. Yeah, we're learning by this halacha. Otherwise, it's obvious if you're just drinking oil. Yeah, but for a drink. But we said no. We don't drink it for a drink. You only drink it for the only time you're actually going to drink it is for medicinal purposes. What do we learn from that? We learn that seeing as you get benefit from something, you get pleasure from it. Yeah, even though it's medicinal purposes, it gets a bracha. Which would require you, yeah, taking a regular pill, there's no hana. Yeah, you don't get any pleasure, there's no bracha.
But in this case it's
medicinal. If you drink akamol, yeah, akamoli, cherry flavoured akamoli, yeah, most of that stuff is not actually very nice because it's too bitter. But some brands of kids, you know, children's cough syrups or different things, they actually do taste very nice. That would get a bracha.
Because
yeah, Rennie tablets, yeah, Rennie is for indigestion, like mint flavored, like chalk, you know what I'm talking about, calcium tablets, like
Tums
gets a bracha.
But it means even though it's basically for
even though you're taking it for medicinal purposes,
these
chewy candies, they have vitamins in candy form. That gets a bracha. You're only taking it for medicinal purposes. But seeing as you get hana from it, yeah, you can make it a bracha. We learn this halacha from olive oil. Because the only case you're going to have olive oil is in a case of when you're getting medicinal benefits.
Because I was thinking of
cod liver oil. It tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
Olive oil tastes nice, intrinsically tastes nice. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Problem is, you can't make a bracha on it because it's harmful. It's not called achila, it's not called eating. So we have to find a situation where you would actually drink it in a case where it's not harmful for you, yeah, which is in a situation where you're drinking it for the benefit, right? But obviously, the benefit outweighs the cost. You know, the benefit of soothing your sore throat outweighs the potential harm of drinking olive oil. In such a situation, you would be allowed to drink it. It's called achila. It's called you're eating it. And seeing as you get benefit from it, it requires a bracha.
But if you are not sick, it's only when you're sick.
Only when you're taking for medicinal purposes. Because otherwise, it's harmful. And it doesn't get a bracha.
But I can make borscht with the biggest part of the oil. What in case?
Yeah, but then in such a case, you know, you.
It's not enjoy. What is different?
Is it not enjoyable then?
I make borscht with a lot of oil when I sick or.
It could be still even then, we would say it's harmful. The oil itself, the oil part of it is harmful. If there's so much olive oil in your borscht, yeah, that the olive oil is the ikka, then we'd say, I would think probably we're going to say that would also be potentially harmful.
But when I am sick, what is not...
When you're sick, it's not that it's making it not harmful. It's not that it says, oh, all of a sudden it's not harmful. There is a harm. But there is a harm. Yeah, it's potentially harmful if you drink olive oil. But seeing as I'm drinking it for the potential cost, the potential benefit that you get of soothing your sore throat outweighs that potential harm of drinking the olive oil.
It's not sick, it's harmful, but if he is sick, it's not harmful.
It's not, no, again, it's not that it's not harmful. Yeah, but we do, if you've got no reason to take the risk of potential harm, then you can't take that risk. Yeah, that's just harmful. That's potentially harmful. It's not called akhila. If you have a reason to take the risk, then the benefit outweighs the potential harm.
To have sick, to be sick, but I believe if you're sick, it's more harmful.
No, an example also, like vinegar works very well. This, I mean, there could be, because it's a winder, this could also be